What's the word or phrase that you use to avoid saying an actual swear word? You can call 1-800-330-9999. So there's this trend on TikTok and Instagram, and my teenager, my 15-year-old, was begging me to do it with my 5-year-old.
Okay.
It's what they do is they put young children in the bathroom, and they set up the camera, and they say, you're only allowed to use potty words in the potty.
Okay.
Got it? Only here in this potty. And then they walk out, they hit record, and the kids say the words that they know. And, you know, I watched it, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of them that are funny, and they're viral, and the kids saying certain words, you laugh. But I was like, I'm not doing this with my kid.
You don't need to encourage it.
I don't need to encourage it, and yeah. I just feel like knowing Dakota, like, she's going to say it in the bathroom, and she's going to go out and say it to the world. You know?
Yeah, like, so that's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if you're teaching them, and they actually follow the rules, and they only say it in the bathroom, yeah. then there's a certain amount of discipline and a filter that goes involved.
But as any parent of a teenager would tell you, right. I have no control over what happens in my house when I'm not paying close attention. And
right.
it's exactly what Hayden, my 15-year-old, did to my 5-year-old. She put her in the bathroom and she said to her, okay, you're only allowed to say bad words in here. She set up her phone and recorded it. And then afterwards, she was dying laughing and she sent it to me. And this is what it sounded like. This is Dakota, my 5-year-old, in the potty.
So this word is kind of funny, but bad.
So this word is kind of funny,
mm-hmm.
but bad.
Okay.
It's pinching ass. Pinching ass, pinching ass, pinching ass.
And then she just repeated it for 5 minutes until her sister came back in.
Did she say pigeon ass?
Pinching ass? Pinching ass? Let's say pinching tush. Because even though it's not a bad word for radio, it
still
feels
bothers.
Weird.
Still bothers Anna.
Right. Yeah. Pinching tush. What is that? I go, who says that?
Where did you pick that up?
What?
Right.
What word is that?
Right.
It doesn't even make sense to me. And when you're allowed to say the worst words, and then part of me is like, I'm a hero. There are so many worse words she could have said
right.
in that given situation. I'm like, oh, well, you know, like I get the sweat off my head. I'm like, all right, at least she doesn't know those words. But that's what she comes up with?
Well, you know, I mean, in her mind, that's something that's expressing a strong feeling, right? One way or the other. So to her, it makes total sense.
What's the word or phrase that you use to avoid using an actual swear word? Chris, what's that swear word that you're using in your house?
Yeah, we got a couple because I've had to really watch my, tongue about things here. Holy Christmas, that's one.
Yep, that's a good one.
It sounds nice when you say it, really.
It depends on context. Also, a strange one that my child has created, ketchup.
Use it
also
in a sentence.
Also in context, it works. The other day he dropped his milk on his foot. He was like, ketchup. And I thought it was the strangest but cutest thing ever.
It is strange.
I like it, though. Lana, what's the word that your kid uses that isn't a real swear word?
Hey, guys. Okay. She says, what the flip-flop?
I like that. Yeah.
It's like a kid-friendly F-bomb.
Yep. I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, mother flippers. That's what I say all the time.
It still seems wrong.
Look at you.
It still seems wrong.
Immediately react.
Yeah.
It's not a swear. It's not even close.
Yeah, but I like flip-flop. What the flip-flop is better?
It's the same.
No. It is, but it's not. What's the quote-unquote bad word that you use instead of using an actual swear word? 1-800-330-9999. I don't like mother flipper. I think that sounds too much like the real thing.
I mean, but you like mother father.
Mother father's fine.
It's the same exact situation.
What is the swear word that is not a swear word, but it's the words you use, the phrases you use, so you don't say the actual bad words? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, when I grew up in the 70s, dumb and stupid were swear words, so I couldn't use those.
Mm-hmm.
My mom likes to use the word sugar.
Oh,
and
sure.
My favorite is cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice. Cheese and rice. Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice.
You did it again.
You didn't clean your room yet? Cheese and rice. Oh, my gosh. Cheese and rice. I got into a car accident. Can't believe it.
That's right.
Christine, what's the word that you use that's not a swear word?
So it's a phrase. It's holy shiitake mushroom.
They are delicious and good for you. So.
They really are.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah, and depending on your emphasis, you can use them in a lot of different ways. It's versatile.
Holy shiitake mushrooms.
Right. Anna and Raven, what's that word you guys use when you want to swear, but it's not a swear?
In my family, my grandmother has a very thick accent, so we say mother flower.
Mother flower.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful word
it's
to
beautiful.
Use. Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Right. I would wear a shirt that said mother flower.
Mother flower is okay, but mother flipper isn't.
Absolutely.
That makes no sense to me.
Jen, what's the word or phrase you use instead of swear words?
We take a page out of Buddy the Elf book and we use son of a nutcracker.
Son of a nutcracker.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's always great during the holidays, too. Very
yep.
festive.
Hey, Kate, what's that word that you use when you're feeling it? It's not a swear word, but it feels like a swear word for you.
Yeah, so what in the hee-haw?
What in the hee-haw? Right.
I like that one.
What in the hee-haw?
Yeah.
Right.
I just want to yell hee-haw.
Hee-haw!
That's when good.
You come across anything that's surprising to you or something terrible. What is this nonsense that's going on in the back room? What in the hee-haw is happening here?
Yep.
Right. My kids love it, so.
Angela, what's the swear word you use that's not a swear word?
Shiitake mushroom.
Oh, we got that one already. Yeah, a lot of people use that one, apparently.
Fudge.
It's good when you use one of these crazy words or other phrases too, and somebody else knows what you're talking about, like another group of people.
Yeah.
So if you're in the grocery store and you go, "What the fudge are you doing with that? I can't take the shiitake
right.
mushrooms anymore."
Mm-hmm.
And people next cell over are like, "Oh, there's trouble over there."
Yep.
Yeah, stay away.
Right. But you guys said mother, father. We do mother, father, sister, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bob, what's the swear word you use? That's not really a swear word.
Well, influenced by my Italian heritage, my best one is Fonda Gagoots.
That one is okay. Yeah. You edited it well. All right.
No, that's a good one. It's okay. It's legit.
Right. I think it also refers to cucumbers at some point, right? Am I
oh,
right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're getting out of here.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day. Anna and Raven, who's this?
This is Yvonne.
Hey, Yvonne. What's that word you use that's not a swear word, but it feels good? You say it as a swear.
Cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers, yeah. We got cheese and rice before. Cheese and crackers is also good.
It's just making me hungry, all this food. Shiitake mushrooms. We got cheese and crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Now we had fudge. I mean, cucumbers. I'm ready for lunch.